This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As the theoretical deadline for Britain leaving the European Union approaches, March of 2019, again in theory, because, hey, everything is negotiable, the looming economic consequences are concentrating minds over there. The Bank of England predicts 75,000 jobs could be lost just in financial services. Business groups warn jobs and investment are going to suffer unless there's some kind of transition deal worked out by Christmas that would delay and, in theory, there's that word again, smooth the exit. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now on Brexit second guesses.
Stop Brexit! It's not a done deal!
On the street outside Parliament, waving two big European flags and wearing another one on his hat, protester Stephen Bray leaves no room for doubt about where he stands on Brexit.
Stop Brexit!
He's not the only one who thinks that Britain's decision to leave the EU could be reversed. In Brussels, Donald Tusk, president of the European Council, apparently does too.
It is in fact up to London how this will end. With a good deal, no deal, or no Brexit.
The talks over an exit deal have been going badly. Opposition lawmaker Tom Brake says,
"We're going to be poorer and less influential. This is a catastrophe for the UK and chaos reigns."
The talks are stalled over how much Britain should pay to get out of the bloc. The cabinet's divided, and as departure date draws nearer, more dire predictions emerge of the economic hit to the UK. If there's no deal to delay and smooth the exit, and no trade deal at the end of it, members of Tom Brake's party, the pro-European Liberal Democrats, are calling for a second referendum.
What we want to try and secure is a vote on the facts of what leaving the European Union means, and hopefully manage to convince people that, with hindsight, we're better off staying in the European Union.
Britain would be better off staying in the EU, say many of the companies that trade with the bloc. For some exporters to the continent, Brexit is a major headache. Take the British subsidiary of the Japanese pharma company, Eisai. It cannot sell any of its drugs in the EU unless they've been tested in a member country, which, as things stand, Britain will cease to be within 17 months. Senior executive David Jefferies.
We're having to look to move that part of the testing operation, not the manufacturing, but the testing, to an EU member state and put things in place.
And that's diverting cash away from the company's real business.
We're talking many millions of pounds to do this. Money which could have been spent for developing new medicines and bringing new cures to patients.
Is Britain having second thoughts about Brexit? And if it fails to secure a satisfactory exit deal, could Brexit be stopped?
I think it's possible but unlikely that Brexit will not happen.
John Springford of the Pro-Europe Centre for European Reform.
To reverse Brexit and not have a huge backlash, there would have to be quite a significant shift in public opinion.
But he says, in spite of the complaints from business and in spite of the stalled exit talks, public opinion isn't really shifting very much.
We've had lots and lots of opinion polls, and it always spits out a similar result, about 50-50.
When Donald Tusk once mused about Britain calling off Brexit, he quoted John Lennon.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Yes, said Tusk, he could imagine Britain staying in the EU.
You may say, I am a dreamer, but I am not the only one. Thank you.
No Brexit? In your dreams, say the Brexiteers, and they for now are still calling the tune. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.